join your Bethel family for the Power of God Revival 2017, Wednesday, October 25th through Friday, October 27th, 7 p.m. nightly at Bethel Deliverance International Church. Come fellowship with us as our very own Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. delivers an impactful word from God each night. We'll also be led in praise and worship by a powerful music ministry. Prayer precedes each service at 6 p.m. So come out so you can tap into the power of God.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Paul said, no, think about what's true. Think about what's honest. Think about what's just. Think about what's pure. Think about what's lovely. Whatsoever things are of good report. Stop letting the devil fill your mind with bad talk about your brothers and sisters. You understand how dangerous judgment is? We do this stuff with church work. The Lord could speak to me and say, I need you to bring another musician in for the praise team. So I go to Sister Roz and I say, Roz, John Doe is going to come in and he's going to play with you. God would not have allowed it if she couldn't handle it. Knowing her, he allowed that other person to come, and she would say, oh, I'm glad for the help. Let's work on some things together. She wouldn't say, you listen, you just sit there and listen. No, you ain't doing nothing. Because if your heart is right and secure in God, whoever he brings in, you won't be like Saul. When Saul looked at David, he wanted to kill him. Do you know how many people in leadership want to kill the person that's coming in to be in leadership? And since they can't kill him, they just come to me with all the complaints. Now, I don't understand our deacon board, Pastor. They don't never come to visit us when we sick. That's because they sick. No, really, they may be physically sick. They should be with caring for thousands of people. It's hard work. When they brought the apostles a problem, they said, look, we ain't dealing with it. You look among yourselves, and you get seven people, and you let them handle it. We're giving ourselves to the ministry of the Word and God, Word of God and prayer. There is no way these blessed men can meet all your needs. There are too many of you. They try to break it up and put you into teams, and then one deacon might have 47 people. And the chairman and the vice chairmen get together and make up the list, and then they get ornery and give that one that they don't like, the 47. I've been a member of Bethel since it started, and I still don't know who my deacon is. But I don't feel badly about it because I don't need the hand-holding. I'm not going to get upset. My deacon don't ever call me. Thank God you don't need to be called. They can't call everybody. Don't let the devil fill your mind with they don't care for you up at Bethel. Who'd you call last? When was the last time you visited somebody? The Bible says you reap what you sow. Oh, mercy, mercy me. Look at this. I got to think right. Tell your neighbor, you have to think right. You have to think right. Come on, say it. I have to think right. Stop looking at everything from a negative perspective. If God sends Sister Roz help, and I put somebody there, that's to help her. That's not saying I have no confidence in her. That's saying we're moving. God's going to add another 13 voices to the group. Then that's more than she can handle. She's a wife now. When she was single, she could devote herself to being here every day if she had to. That's what the apostle said. Paul said, when you're single, you can give yourself to church. But when you're married, you got to give yourself to your spouse. And it's unfair of me to put more demands on her. So I pray, and the Lord says, give her some help. Then Byron becomes happy because he don't have to hold a pillow all the time. Don't you understand that in the supernatural, God already looks at your deficiencies and he brings people in to help you in your life because he knows that you can't do what you used to do. Oh, saints of God, after I get my mind right, when I was a child, I thought as a child. I understood as a child. I spake as a child. But when I grew up, I put away childish things. As I said last week, there's some clothes you can't wear when you cross the river 40 and 50. There ain't nothing juicy about you anymore. It's over. You had your juicy day. Now dress properly. Cover it up, lock it down, close it off. It's done. You had your 20, 30 years of lascivious living. Get your high heel sneakers and your red dress and put them in a frame. And tell the grandchildren, that's what Nana used to do. Tell the kid, get your jar of hair pomade and your pointy toe wingtips and put them in a frame. And tell the kid, that's what Pop used to put in his hair. Hallelujah. It ain't much there now, baby, but I used to slick it back. I fried it and dyed it. Here's a picture of me with a gold chain all the way down to my ankles, walking up and down Columbia Avenue, looking like a fool. But now you've become mature, and you understand that your life is not geared towards those things that satisfy the flesh anymore. Your relationships become greater. Now, as you stay together and get to that weaving stage, my God, and when you get to that weaving stage of your marriage, the two of you connect in an intimate way, not sexual, but you feel each other's heartbeat. Now, there is a psychological reality to the hearing and the feeling of a heartbeat. In fact, from a theological perspective, when the straying lamb is brought back, he's laid across the shepherd, so he hears the heartbeat. And it's that heartbeat that keeps him from straying. The reason so many people leave churches and don't attend regularly is because they don't have the heartbeat of the shepherd. And so they become susceptible to others. When you're losing your husband to another woman, you're losing your wife to another man, it's not because they're better than you. It's because he's no longer in sync with your heartbeat. And you're no longer in sync with his. And so your desire is not for sexual gratification from the clean-up woman. It is not for sexual gratification from the good-looking, broad-shouldered man. It's for somebody to feel my heart. It's for somebody to make me feel good about myself again. And see, that's what people don't understand, that you don't leave your spouse, you know, because you just need a one-night stand. I ain't talking about one-night stands. I'm talking about a significant connection with somebody that you're not legally married to. It's because you're in search of a heartbeat. You want somebody to feel what you feel. Well, God is the same way. God wants us to feel his heart. God wants us to get involved with his will. God wants us to connect with him. So he's given us two ingredients, obedience and praise. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And then he says that we praise him because he's God. Those two things connect us with God. And if you get right down to this, beloved, you find those are the areas where the devil fights you more than anything else. He doesn't want you to obey God, and he doesn't want you to praise God. He wants you to come to church and sit like a refrigerator when you ought to be on fire. Once my mind is right, my right mind will facilitate right speaking. And speaking is where we lose the battle. Hey, how are you today? Well, praise the Lord. You know, hallelujah. I'm trying. I'm hanging in there. I refuse to talk about negative situations. People say, Pastor, how are you? My body could feel like it's being stretched across a medieval rack. And what I'll say out of my mouth is, I'm okay. I will never confess what my flesh feels. There's nothing you can do about it. Tell my, well, you ought to tell me so I can pray. Heck with that. I tell God so he can do something. I ain't got to tell you. Your prayer, if your prayer could do something, God would tell you to pray without me telling you what's wrong. I ain't confessing defeat. I'm confessing victory. I'm confessing my supernatural position. Yow! I'm confessing where God put me, not where my situation put me. My situation put me down, but God has lifted me up. And even though I may be down in the natural, I am not down in the supernatural. I am more than a conqueror. I am the righteousness of God. as far back as the book of Job in chapter 22, verse 25. Job says, yea, the Almighty shall be your defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. For then thou shalt have thy delight in the Almighty, and you shall lift up your face unto God. That's praise and worship. See how it's always interwoven? Then he says, and thou shalt make your prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows. In other words, give God what you promised. Then it says, thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established, and the light shall shine upon your ways. Glory to God. Just nudge your neighbor. Just nudge him. Don't say anything. Just nudge him. That's to wake him up. Watch this. Watch what he says. No, seriously, because you got to hear this. He said, listen. Listen to what he said. Thou shalt also decree a thing. And when you decree it, pay attention to the words. Don't just read it from a Pentecostal perspective and get the shouting over the decree. Listen to what he says. He said, you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. Now, when you understand something that's established, it means it takes time. Anything that's established goes through a process. Lord, help me here. So the verb to decree does not mean once and done. It means you keep doing it until it's established. He said, decree it and it shall be established. Listen, he said, and the light of your declaration of the thing that's established will shine upon your way. That means that once you decree it, God's going to start showing you how to walk in it. God gives you direction before it's even finished, so that when it's rolled out, you will know what to do.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
8317A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Want to hear more of Bishop Lambert? Now you can access recent sermons preached by Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. from your computer and mobile device. Just visit ericlambertministries.com. ericlambertministries.com is updated each week with the most recent sermons preached by Bishop Lambert right after our 7:30 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. Sunday services. Purchase and download these uplifting messages so you can listen to the Word of God wherever you go. So visit ericlambertministries.com and add to your digital library today.